Hey guys, welcome to another episode. Welcome to another episode of Driving with Wayne and HowToSellYourCoaching.com. So literally driving, you heard the theme there. That means low fuel. So we're going to stop and get some fuel here in just a minute. But I wanted just to take a few minutes here and just talk with you about problem solving. So I've got 99 problems, but selling coaching isn't one of them. Think about this. People have problems in life all the time. And you have to connect with the person that you're coaching. You got to let them know, I understand that you have problems. I understand what your problem is. And you've got to know it. You've got to feel it. You've got to have empathy. You've got to connect with that person on such a level that they go, wow, Wayne is exactly the person I need to work with. Wow, that's the person I need to work with. They understand me. Because when you understand someone and you can relay your understanding, like I understand what you're going through, so it's not just hearing and asking questions, what's your biggest struggle, what's holding you back. But then when you can relate to that, you can use stories, and I love storytelling. You can use stories to relate to somebody else, or even be transparent and maybe talk about a part of your life that you've gone through the same area. And they go, yes, you get it. You understand me. And as Chris Fall says, you want to hear that's right. Not you're right, that's right. That means, yes, you understand me. And if you understand me and you're the expert, then you must have the solution. So we want to empathize, we want to educate. Write that down, empathize and educate. But then you want to offer the solution. And you want, listen, people want more than education. They want to be educated, get this. But they want the problem solved. So be willing to go from education to selling. I just posted in a Facebook group and when it comes to selling coaching, and oh my gosh, got all such an uproar. People got their panties in a wad. I don't sell coaching. I don't sell it. I serve people. Listen, if you're asking, how would you like to, here's our next step. How would you like to take care of the installment plan? How would you like to, cover your investment, whatever your close is. Basically, if you're getting a credit card or PayPal or whatever, you are selling. So get over it. Okay. Now, there's my rant. So, when you educate people, number one, you start building rapport. Number two, this is extremely, extremely important. When you have that rapport, because you've educated, you've empathized, you've relayed back to them what they're going through, and they go, yes, they understand me, then you need to be bold enough to bring a solution. I mean, you can be, it depends on the context of the call, depends on the face-to-face meeting, depends on where you're at with that person. But it could be as simple as, I'd love to offer you a solution. I'd love to share with you the right next step for your life. Or here's what it looks like to work with me. It'd be something simple as that. Or what if, if I, so let me ask you, Mr. Prospect, if I could solve that problem for you, once and for all, and then go back into their criteria. If I could solve that problem for you once and all, and give you the ability to, and you talk about their dreams, their goals, their aspirations, da-da-da-da, and finally, latest to bed, and never have to look at it again, latest to rest, if I could do that for you, would there be any reason we couldn't work together? It's okay to just say yes. Would there be any reason? What you're looking for, there's the no. No, there's not any reason. Well, it depends on what the cost is. See, at least you're getting from the empathy, educate, understand, entertain, whatever realm you're in, into now, I can provide a solution for you. And that's a very bold, in fact, you could even be so bold with that in the very beginning of your coaching. Let's use an example of a fitness coach. I use that a lot because I know there's a lot of my students who are fitness coaches. Okay. If somebody comes to you, they either walk into your gym, your studio, they call you, they get on a webinar, whatever your entry point is to get to know about you, the inside of their mind, they're thinking something. You've got to try to know what it is. You've got to get in there and you've got to build this bridge. Okay. Makes sense. So there's always, you know, questions we ask, probing questions. There's what we call a pain funnel. There's a criteria-based questions. And we find out why they're here. But once you find them, I can't cover that on a podcast. but with our students, we give you an exact map, an exact blueprint of how to do that. Then once you know that and you know their pain and you can articulate their pain point, their struggle back to them, then it's just real clear. Listen, and you can, and I'm saying this because you can do this even before. I'll give you a little magic formula here. You can do it before they even articulate it. And if I articulate, hey, I need to lose 50 pounds. My knees are hurting because I believe I'm overweight. My blood pressure's high. And I've got a class reunion in 6 months. I want to look good for it. Whatever. I mean, whatever your reasoning is, then I can articulate. I can go deeper into that, why that's important. Hit on emotional level, set emotional anchors, etc. But what if I don't have time to do that? What if I don't have that? Or I want to go ahead and get them to say yes to me before I even go that deep. Does that make sense? What if you can get them to say yes to you before you even get that far into the process? And here's how you do it, Chad. Number one, you have to use vagueness. Vagueness is powerful because when you use vagueness, the person will paint their own image of how it looks. When a hypnotist, a hypnotherapist is placing somebody into a trance or having a session, they use hypnotic but vague words. Because if they say you're going up this staircase, now you're going down this spiral staircase, and the more you go down, the more you'll find yourself feeling relaxed or something. You know, if there's any hypnotherapist out there, please forgive me if I messed that up. But the point is, they use vagueness. They don't say you're going down a staircase, and it's made with wrought iron and wood, and the wood's kind of like a very light brown, and it creaks when you, and they don't do that. They say you're going down a spiral, and a spiral is an image, a spiral and staircase. By saying a spiral staircase, and you're going down, you start to paint the image in your own mind. What does that look like? And I want you to notice as you go down the staircase, how you begin to feel as you relax. Now, what they're doing is using vagueness. So how do we use vagueness in our selling of coaching? Here's how you do it. You know, again, let's use the fitness trainer. Somebody comes in and say, listen, you talk to them in vagueness about things that are important to them, and you anchor that to you. So, Susan, you know what's important to you when it comes to hiring a fitness coach and your fitness. Yes? Even, because here's an important fact, guys. Even if what she thinks is wrong, you can correct her after she gets that emotional yes that you're the person. You can realign her belief systems, and you can help her with misconceptions. First, you got to get the yes connected to you. So you know what's important to you when it comes to your fitness, your goals, and hiring a fitness coach. Yes? You're shaking your head. Yes, looking at her. And you know how you'll feel when you find that. With me, with our fitness program. And then you go into a very brief, and still vague explanation of what you're going to do. What you've done there is you've said, you know what's important to you about this. And you give it a second. You don't. This isn't something you say quickly. You give it a second. You look. You have eye contact if you're face-to-face. And you really do it with some empathy. You know what's important to you about your fitness and your fitness goals. Hiring a fitness trainer. You know what's important to you. Yes. Pause. And you'll know how you'll feel. And I put a little smile on my face. I let them see my physiology change. Because I want them to feel, and this goes back to mirror neurons in the brain. If I'm happy, you're happy. If I smile, you smile. By yawn, you yawn. And you know how you feel when you find that. And I smile and I shake my head very gently, very gentle nod up and down. They're like, yeah, with me, with our program, You've just attached yourself and your program to their emotional need. Guys, this is high-level stuff, and I need to show you more. Our students, we actually break out a script just for them, and we show you exactly how to do it on the phone, how to do it with different people, how to do it face-to-face in groups, etc. And so the point of this is, and I actually learned this, I'm going to give credit to this, to and this is very, very important, Tom Vizzini and Kim McFarland. They are truly masters of anchoring. And once I learned how to anchor emotional states, my coaching business exploded. So what we want to do is we want to anchor that emotional state thus. And then we want to get into where the challenge is. We want to you still need to empathize. You still need to understand. And you want them to go, yes, you understand me better than I've had so many people tell me, Wayne, you understand me better than my best friend. And we've been on the phone 60 minutes. Wayne, you understand me better. And when they go, yes, you understand me. Then you want to go, maybe not even if I could solve this problem. If I could, then it's not a bad one. But if I could solve this problem, you want to have confidence. This is when you go into dominant authority and you really go, everything that you just told me, Jennifer, every bit of that, we can solve. And we can solve it in the next 90 days. It's going to take some commitment. It's going to take some energy. But I want you to think ahead 90 days from today, looking back at now as the beginning, and seeing just what we've accomplished. And you know, again, as we said earlier, Jennifer, how what's important to you and how you're going to feel when that's done. I can solve this problem. Here's our next step. Come on, guys. You have to do more than just say, I'm a coach. I can help you lose weight. I'm a coach. I can help you find bliss in your life. I'm a coach. I can do. You have to really get in with that person. This is why I love one-on-one. Now, you can do this in group settings. There's some strategies. We'll talk about this. This is why I love one-on-one. Are you ready to learn more? Come on, guys. Is this exciting? Are you ready to learn more? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to jump over to callwithwayne.com, callwithwayne.com. When you go to Call with Wayne, I want you to simply put in your name, phone number, email, good time to connect with me. We're going to take about 20, 25 minutes, and we're going to look at your coaching business. There's no sales pitch here, guys. I'm telling you, I believe in serving. If I serve you, you will see the value. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to look at your coaching business. We're going to look at what you're doing. We're going to look at your pricing, your programs, your structure, everything that you're doing to sell coaching. And here's the thing. There are things in your business right now that's stopping you from doubling or tripling your revenue. And I just want you, so here's my small little sales pitch. If I could double your income, if I could double your coaching business in the next 90 days and double it again in the following 90. And I know I can because we've done it many times. What would that mean to you? Would it be worth a phone call? And at the end of our call, if you say, Wayne, I'm great. The information you gave me is great. I'm not ready to jump on board as a coaching student. That's okay. If you're ready and you fit, because we don't work with everybody, then we'll make an offer. But let's start with just getting to know each other. Callwithwayne.com. And as always, guys, jump over to howtosellyourcoaching.com. There is a number of updates. You can find our podcast on the right-hand side. You can look down on our blog on the bottom of the page. Pick up our book. Check out our webinar. So much to go through. If you're not a coach yet and you want to become certified with a proven system that brings transformation, we have that available as well inside of our Wealthy Coach program. So, guys, this has been Driving with Wayne. I am behind a Range Rover that's going about 20 miles below the speed limit. So I'm going to get off here, and I'm going to show him what this little Mercedes is about to do to his Range Rover. So, guys, be safe. Have a great day. Callwithwayne.com. Book your call. I look forward to hearing from you.